You hold the fine sign, Omer Avos. You're on top. The Mor says, the Yom HaRofa, Rofa says, second line. The Yom HaRofa, Rofa says, Hai man, the oigir aguri ledavla. If somebody went to hire a workman, ledavla, like to irrigate. Rashi says, lahashkei sodas, like to water the fields, to make a good irrigation. The yosa mitra, and then it started to rain. And Rashi says, vihishko oiso, and the rain watered the fields. V'yena tzricha ledavla, you don't need the man now, you don't need the worker. So, say to the perlim, it's like the perlim lose out, it's like their mazul, that the owner doesn't have to pay them. What about osa nahoru? Let's say the river came and overflowed, and now that irrigated the field. Say to the balabayas. Then the balabas lose out. In other words, still he has to pay them. Rashi says, why? The perlim ain't yoidim b'minik sadeyu. Because the perlim don't realize this, that the river should overflow and irrigate. Therefore, the balabas has to pay them. And the yoyev lu kapoya bottle, like we had before, the balabas has to pay them kapoya bottle. Not like a regular worker, because they're not doing real work. He has to pay them, though, how much a worker would it take to take off that day. That's how much he has to pay them. But in the Reish Shabbai Stoys, when it rained, that the workers should have realized. The workers have to know that sometimes it could rain and then they won't have work to do. So when they first accepted, like they knew this, therefore it's their loss. The Yom HaRav Russell said, Hai man diyoger agure ledavlo. A person hired a man to irrigate the field. Uposak nuhara. And the irrigation comes from the river. And the river stopped flowing. From the rivers where the water came. So again, the worker has nothing to do now. There's no work. The in the middle of the day, the river stopped. So, Eloi Ovid the Posik, if it's not normal that I should stop, say to the Perlim. Then the Perlim lose out. But Ovid the Posik, okay. But Ovid the Posik, let's say it's normal that this river stops sometimes. So then, if the Perlim live in this city, so that they should know that sometimes the river stops, say to the Perlim, then the Perlim lose out. They don't get paid. La b'nei moso, but if they don't belong from the city, then say to the balabayas. Then if the balabayas say that, like you should have told them, because the Perlim don't have to realize this. So again, the Reisha, the owner also doesn't realize it, because it's loy over the posik, then we say the Perlim is their mazel, they will have lost out. Only in a case where the owner should have known about it. It happens. And the Perlim are not supposed to know about it. So then the balabas loses out. Because then we said the balabas should have told the workers. The Yom HaRav also said, Hai man diogir agure leavidite. If somebody hired a workman to do work for him. V'sholem avidite v'pagu diyema. And the person did the work in half a day. You hired him to work for you for the day. And half the day he finished the job. So, if you have another job that's easier than the first job, you have a right to give it to him. Like you hired him for that day, you're paying him for the day, so you have a right to give him more work to do. Inami de kavosa, or even if you have another job that's just the same amount of work, then you could give it to him. But the koshimino, if you only have work that's harder than the first work, then you can't give it to him. Because he has the right to say, like, for this I didn't accept. I only accepted a certain amount of work, not more than that. And then he has to pay them the full wages, even though they're not working, but you're tough luck. You don't have what to give to them, so you have to pay them full wages. Full wages. The question is, am I, why? The lace of Luca play a bottle. Because the second half of the day, the worker is not doing any work. So you should have to pay him only like a worker that's not working. Why do you have to give him full salary? And the Gemara, Kikama Rav, when does Rav say, you have to pay him completely, the Uchlishin de Mechuzah. We're talking about workmen of Mechuzah. Dilai Avdi, if they don't do work, how should they feel bad? These workmen, like Rashi says, the Mechuzah Shu'ira Shu'rava, have they been a Yodam or a Gilim, Losais Masoyas Tamid. They're always used to carrying bundles. They're Kashay Yashvin, and when they sit the tailing without doing any work, Koshlim bothers them. So such a worker that can't stand it to be without work, him, if you have no work, you have to pay him anyway, because he doesn't enjoy to be bottled. A normal worker would take off from his salary in order to have work. But such a person, no, he wouldn't take off at all, therefore you have to pay him the complete salary. Oh, Mama, what did we just say?
shaman lehen es masha osui. You have to pay them according to the work that they did. So now, Kaitzer, what's the case? Hoyoyo for shisha dinrin. Again, you hired a worker to do to make a beggar for you, and he did half of it, and then he stopped. So let's say, and you paid him two sloyim, which is and now it came out that the second half, hayyafa shisha dinrin, it will cost you now six dinrin, a seller and a half, to have it done. Still noisim lam seller. Still you have to give them a seller for the half of the job that they did. Why? Because sabri rabbon, the Tanakhama, the rabbon of the Mishnah holds that yad poyil al hal yoyna, the hand of the poyil, the work, his hand is on top. So the job, he did halfway. The half that he did, he gets good pay. Half of the pay he's supposed to get. If you made up to give him two sloyim for the job, and he did half of it, you have to pay him one seller. Even though it's going to cost the owner now six dinyan, a seller and a half, to have it finished. Still, yad poyil al hal yoyna. Like Rashi says, because the pasuk says, ki avodai hain, lo yavodim liyavodim. You're supposed to be an eved to Hashem and not a slave to another slave. So therefore, your hand is al yoyna. Like, we don't like you to be a slave altogether. Therefore, you get the better benefit. Or else the case, or else, or yigma malachton, the yitlo shnei sloyim, or else you tell them, finish the job, and then you'll get your $2, two sloyim. But the more pshit, of course, like, why not? The more says, let's read the case is, the yaikir avidita, that really the work went up. Rashi says, hukru poilim, now the wages for the workmen went up. The imru poilim, and the poilim wanted to stop working, that they want to stop from you, and they'll get a job someplace else, and they'll get better pay. The balabas went and talked to him and said, no, please do me a favor, finish off the job. He said, so, now the same I would have thought to say, Motsu Amrule, that the poilim could say to the balabas, ki fasinu adaita de tofas lo nagro. You know why we accepted to finish off the job? Because we thought you meant to say, you give us more pay. Like, we wanted to stop halfway, because we're worth it to work someplace else, we'll get more money. Now you talk to Sinter saying, we thought you meant you'll pay us more. Kamash Mlon, the Chiddush is no. The Yomalhu, that the owner has the right to say, Adaita the Tarich Meluchu, the Achilish Sriya. What I meant to say is, I'll make sure to give you good food and good to drink. That's what I'm going to fire you. Not that I would pay you more money. So therefore, the owner does not have to pay you more. That's the Chiddush. You'll only get two slides for finishing. Then it says, Sela, Naisim Lam Sela. Let's say half the job that was done was worth a seller, and to get another worker to finish off, it'll also only cost the owner a seller. So then you pay the first worker a seller. So the more treats, of course, like you did half the job, and it's going to cost you the same amount to have it finished, so of course he deserves to get his half. Let's read the Chiddush is, Tizala Vidite, that the workers now, the pay went down. So like this. No. Tizala Vidite Mikora. At the beginning, when the owner first hired this worker, he hired him on a cheaper salary. The Yagrinu Bitfei Zuze. No, it's like this again. The Zala Vidite Mikora. At the beginning, work was very cheap. So when the owner went to hire this workman, the Yagrinu Bitfei Zuze, the Balabas said, you know what, I'll give you an extra dollar. Like most people only get three sloyim for the job. And he said, I'll give you four sloyim. Well, the slave at the end, when it came to finish off the job, the Yaikra Vidite. Now workmen, everybody gets $4. Vekom Bitfei Zuze. And now everybody gets paid like the extra dollar that he gets. That's normal pay. So now again, he stopped in the middle. So Madhafem, I would have thought to say, Amrulei, Tfei Zuze Amatalon, Tfei Zuze Havlon. Listen, you told me to give him like a dollar more than usual. So since now everybody gets a seller, maybe Shav Kim even a little bit more. Kamashvon, the Chiddush is no. The Yomalu, the owner can say back to the workers, Kiyam Luchu Tfei Zuza, when did I say I'll give you an extra dollar? Tlehevi Kimluchu, when everybody else wasn't getting this much. But Hashta Kimluchu, now that everybody's getting this much, that's it. I'm not going to go higher than that. The Rashi says, Shakil Moitlim Selekritzoinchim, Alzoislayas Mesi Loisif, I didn't say I'll give you more. I only meant to say before people getting less, so I'll give you an extra dollar. But now I'm not going to go up, even though everybody else was getting this much. So what? But I didn't make it tonight to pay you more. Reb Deitz in the Mishnah says, Reb Deitz Yomer, Shomin Len Esmar Shosli Yoseis. No, we look upon how much it's going to cost the owner to have the job finished, and from that he deducts to pay the first worker. Well, the first worker did half the job and quit in the middle. That means, Hoyofa Shisha Dinrin, Let's say Tavit finished. It's going to cost the owner 6 dirhams, a seller and a half. Therefore, Noisim Lem Shekel, he only gives the first worker a shekel for the half of the job. Not a complete seller, not 2 shekolim, but only 1 shekel, because it's going to cost him 6 dirhams to have it finished. What's the svara of Rav Daisi? Kisavar Rav Daisi holds, Yad Pearl Allah Tachtoin, no, the Yad of the Pearl is on below. That means the owner wins out. So the owner doesn't have to pay more than 2 shekels. So if it's going to cost him 6 dirhams to have it finished, he could only pay, he'd only have to pay you a shekel. 2 dirhams. Then it says, Yigmu Malachtim, Yitl Shnei Shloim, because the Baal HaBos tells his worker, or else finish it and I'll give you 2. Fred the Gemara up sheet, of course I'll get 2. The Gemara says, no, L'Sricha the Chiddush is, Tizah L'Avidite, that really the workers went down, the price went down now. V'yema Baal HaBayis, so the Baal HaBos wanted to quit them, wanted to fire them, and said, listen, I don't want to pay you these high wages, I'll fire you, and I'll get new workers that charge much less. V'yozul Poylim, and the Poylim went, the workers went, Ufaisu, and they went to like Mephias, talk over nicely with the Baal HaBos to please keep them. See, so now the time I would have thought to say, Motsi Yomalu, the Baal HaBos could say back to the workers, Adaita Debatri Suli Miyagrayu. I only agree to take you back